my skating podcast.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Rock it to the beat.
Rockin', baby.
Moving.
Oh, you like roller skating? I like roller skating too, but I do rollerblades. Oh, you mean inline skates? No, rollerblades. Yeah, that's a brand. They're actually called inline skates. You don't know anything about roller skating, do you? That's what I run into all the time. Never put that your roller skate on a dating app because people think it's cool. They'll say, oh, I roller skate too. I haven't skated since I've been 12. So you don't roller skate. More than anything, I'd like to find an age-appropriate roller skating girlfriend. It's not going to happen because if you're still my age and skating, you're kind of weird, which is okay. I like weird, but you're like bad weird and not good weird. I like good weird. I don't want bad weird. Bad weird is you got 37 cats. Good weird is you like to roller skate and you don't like sticky little kids. I still roller skate because I have to. I have to skate. And I actually went skating twice. I would say last week, but it was 2 weeks ago. And I went twice. Two different rinks. Two different cultures. Two different groups of people. All kind of the same thing. I have so many thoughts, and the problem is a lot of people that listen know me, so the issue is I say mean things and then they don't like me, but I have to be honest when it comes to roller skating and roller skating culture. We have to stop employing 14-year-old DJs, mostly on adult skate nights or old people skate nights or retro nights. I went to a retro night. It was a Saturday night. We play retro music. Really? Yeah, we play skating music. Karma, 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 chameleon. You know, I used to skate to this when it first came out. Wow, you're old. Thanks. I am old. Why did you say old weird? Because you're so old. Karma, 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 karma. That's not a skating song. Why is it so hard to people to figure out that they should play skatable songs? I'm not even saying skating songs. I want skatable songs. Songs you can skate by. There's old songs that are skatable and there's new songs that are skatable. But there are songs that you shouldn't be playing, but you do because you think it's retro. Retro, ooh. Okay, karma, 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 karma. Are you gonna play Dexy's Midnight Runners yet? Come on, Eileen, oh, I swear. Oh, I like that song. Yeah, not for roller skating. Now, I don't even want you to go really deep into the old library. Like, people get into libraries, they go, oh, roller skating music, you mean funk and blah, 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 Atomic Dog. And you don't even have to do that. Just songs that are skatable. That's all I'm looking for. Something with a beat. Skating has to have a beat. How am I going to skate without a beat? Thunderstruck. Okay, all right, you're playing that for the old, like the men, and the men are skating fast. I'm still blown away that they do gender skates. I mean, everything else, gender is taboo, but we can still say this is a skate for boys only. This is a skate for girls only. And it should be that way, and it should never change. I'm just surprised that they do it. I remember when they took away Shoot the Duck. We've said this before, because they're like, you can't do Shoot the Duck because it's mean to animals. There's no duck. We're not shooting any ducks. Yeah, I don't think my children should listen to that because it's called a bad name. Oh my gosh, leave. Leave. Wouldn't it be fun just to go at a roller rink? Tell me 10 things about yourself. And you shouldn't come in. I know we're open to everybody and we should be open and honest. And we should be, what is it, inclusive and everybody comes in. But if you want to come in and ruin my time, you shouldn't be allowed to come in. You shouldn't. That's our... Wow, you're pretty aggressive. Yeah, only wimpy people would say that. We've gotten to the point where we're all wimpy. We're wimpy. And I understand that you have a big heart and you have love to give. But secretly, you're thinking the same things I am. You are. You're sitting there going, oh my gosh, karma, 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 chameleon. And then you go up to the DJ and like, can you play something a little more skatable? What are you talking about? And I'm not saying you have to be born in the 70s or 80s to play 70s and 80s music, because I know good music from the 50s and I wasn't born in the 50s. I was born in the 70s. But you still have to know what you're playing. The problem is we hire people, we pay them minimum wage because we've gotten away from hiring DJs. Now there are some rinks that still have DJs. I get it. That's awesome. I love that. There's some rinks that still have DJs. My problem with that is I'm not completely convinced that mixing songs is skatable, like perfect skatable. Now, I understand you like it. It's got one beat. Forever and ever and ever. But from a business standpoint, you want to bring people in. You want to put them off the floor. You want them to go, oh, I don't really like the song. Ah, karma, 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 chameleon. So you're going to go to the snack bar. It's an ebb and flow that people don't understand. But I'm not convinced mixed DJs are the best option for adult skate nights. I know you can have that opinion. You can love it. You can say, oh, no, they're awesome. 15 minutes later. And have you ever been skating and you hear the DJ mix into a song you like? And you're like, double Dutch bus coming. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden he mixes into something else. Dun, 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 dun. You're like, well, wait a minute. I was skating the double Dutch bus. Now jam on it. Oh, okay, I'll jam on it. Jam on it. Jam. Egyptian lover. Wait a minute. I thought we were jamming on it. You just slow it down. And DJs love to do that. And they do that for other DJs. I'm not completely convinced that's the right situation for roller skating, but I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. I'm not saying that it's the wrong choice. You're doing what you want to do. I like to see the statistics on it because and you got a favorite song. I love this song. This is my favorite song. Let's play a version of it that doesn't sound like it. Yeah, that's why I don't necessarily think remakes are great either. You know that really popular song that everybody loves? Here's a version of it that's unrecognizable. Huh? Karma, 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 chameleon. And slow down. Okay. So we don't necessarily like that. So I went to a place. They played retro songs. The kid was 16. Didn't know the music. Okay. All right. I understand. Then I went to a different, it was adult skate night. It was much better. But why is it when I go to skate somewhere, they always go, oh yeah, it's pretty empty tonight. You should have been here last time. It was really busy. Really, did y'all get together and decide, oh, Scotty's coming, so let's empty the building? I don't understand. How come every time I go roller skating, there's nobody there, and people say, oh, it was packed? Is that like a fish story? Oh, you didn't catch any fish? You should have been here yesterday. Tons of fish. So every time I go skating, there's nobody skating. But people say, skate culture is alive and well. Really? I go skate around a rink and people just give me dirty looks most of the time. Except for the fact, like, it's interesting how skaters can recognize skaters. Because I was just skating and these kids that are speed skaters and inlines kind of look at me. And then they started talking to me. Hey, how's it going? Why were you doing that? Maybe to set me up with their mom or grandmother. Thank you. I appreciate that. But it's a very interesting idea how skaters can recognize other skaters. Skaters know skaters. And I think it's funny. Some people get threatened by good skaters. I want to skate in a rink with good skaters. I do. I like it better. It's more fun. I'm not somebody who wants to skate at a rink like a Chuck E. Cheese rink that I call them. You know, Chuck E. Cheese rinks. Yeah, hey, there's the crane game. Okay, great. Let the little kids play. It's cool. I know it's supposed to be family friendly. I'd rather have a rink designed for skaters. But you know what? There's not enough of us. Why? Because there's not enough rink designed for skaters. And I am not foolish enough to think that I could buy a rink and make it work. I know you're going to argue with me and you're going to say skating has never been more popular in culture than it is right now. Okay. Then why do I keep showing up at empty rinks? I know they're selling rinks a lot, but it's mostly because of real estate prices. You're like, I could run a business or I could sell this and get $10 million. Ding, ding. Yeah, I get it. I understand it. I would love to have places to skate. I know a lot of them are going away. I used to have one 5 minutes from my house. It's gone. I would skate outside, but it's cold and there's gravel everywhere. So what do? You travel 45 minutes. Actually, 45 minutes would be going fast. Takes me about 48 to go that way. Takes me an hour and 14 to go that way. How far do you drive? You can always let me know. Scotty at My Skating Podcast on Facebook, My Skating Podcast. I would love to know how far you travel. We'll do another episode soon. That's it. Go skate.
This isn't all skate.
That's it. Bye-bye.
Hey.
My.
Ooh.
Skating.
Ooh.
Podcast.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Rock it to the beat.
Rockin', baby.
Moving.